June is National Dairy Month. All month long, we are visiting our area farmers to learn a little bit about their operation and what goes into farming. Today brings us to Schulke Hillside Farms LP in Reedfield. We're with Troy Schulke. Did you grow up on a farm? How did you learn farming?
The farm that we're on right now currently was owned by my great-great-grandfather, August Rickman. He built pretty much everything on his farm except for the new buildings. Started around probably the 1900s. He built the barn, the house, and the sheds, and then it grew onto a pig barn and an old workshop. And eventually my late grandfather Orville built on the garage and new pole barns and stuff like that. So it's been in the family for well over 100 years now.
When you were a kid, did you see yourself growing up as a farmer?
Yes, I did, because it was the only thing that we actually did besides school. We came to the farm and worked, went to school, came back home and worked, and then did homework afterwards and stuff. So it's in our family blood and stuff.
Yeah, what are some of your favorite memories or some things that stuck out in your mind growing up here?
We used to play it in front of the barn in a little sand pile we had out in front of the barn, and we had an old barn from my grandpa. We put grass out of the lawn and put it in the barn. We watched it steam out. We thought we had a fire in the barn, so we had always had a, for a kid, we had to call the fire department for the fire department to come out, but it wasn't real fire. So and then before my grandfather went into a nursing home, we tore down a silo in front of the barn, and he was able to stand outside and watch it collapse, and I think he jumped out of his wheelchair after it hit the ground. So
at the Schulke Hillside Farms LP, again, we are in the Reedfield area. Kayla McKenzie here for June is National Dairy Month.